Thanks for tuning in to All the News That Isn't from Michael Feldman's What Do You Know, Public Radio's premier comedy quiz show. Visit notmuch.com for more information about the program and to find your local public radio station. What Do You Know is produced by Wisconsin Public Radio and distributed by PRI Public Radio International.
Great to be down here in Fort Worth, ladies and gentlemen. Fort Worth, Dallas, as we call it. Because you deserve first billing after all these years. That's been the problem, I think. It's always been Dallas-Fort Worth. So, Fort Worth, Dallas. That's the way I look at it now. And because believe me, I know what it's like. I lived in Kenosha in the shadow of Racine for many, many years. So. You can imagine Racine looming over you. That's what that feels like, let alone Dallas. And you know what they say, Fort Worth, where the West begins, and Dallas, where the East peters out. You've heard that one. That's what they say, and I'm just quoting someone who said that. Tremendous renaissance here in what used to be Cowtown. You know, not a Cowtown, but the Cowtown. This was Cowtown. And actually, looking in the phone book, there's only 97 Cowtown listings these days, which is down from 150, 160 previous years. And the only Cowtown listing I really worry about is Cowtown Posse, but I'm sure there's a good explanation for that. That and White Settlement Road are the two things that disturb me, but well, Clyde wouldn't go there, obviously. I said, Clyde, it's just a name. The guy's name is probably White. What's no big deal? But actually, you know, Fort Worth has three times the art museums that Dallas has. Little known fact. Three times. And they're not all Remingtons either. Don't you know that? There's a lot of Smith & Wessons and a couple over and unders. And you name it, they got it. And anyways, a lot of art is what I'm saying. It's not just that doesn't even include the celebrity handprints at Billy Bob's. Or the Ernest Tubb record store. That's additional. We got the Modern Art Museum here. Stuff all the way up to Renoir and Degas at the Modern. Well, we're postmodern now. That's why that seems like a few years ago, but... And there's very few cattle depicted in Degas. I want you to know that. And any of those guys, there's no such thing as a heifer descending a staircase. This is art. We're talking art here. Of course, the cultural district is right next to the stockyards. That probably, you know. Maybe a little distance is needed there, is what I'm saying. But actually, the Ammon Carter Museum has 250,000 objects. Do you realize that? And only 200,000 or so involve horses. So that leaves, what, 50,000 that have nothing at all to do with horses. There's even galleries in the stockyards, actually, the most amazing thing. It's pretty amazing because a lot of those good old boys actually were aesthetes. Aesthetes. Look it up. I did. You can look it up. And what about the place right here, Bass Performance Hall? Isn't this an incredible structure? This is... Okay. I should be singing an aria, ladies and gentlemen, but I haven't got it in. This is an opera house. One of the top opera houses in the world, this was voted. This is better than that thing they got in Sydney that floats, whatever it is.
Yeah.
It doesn't float, but this is a much better looking hall. And it's not horse opera either. That's what I'm trying to stress here. This is opera. I'm especially excited because my Aunt Rose is a Bass. And I stand to inherit this, so I feel pretty good about it. You can understand that. Yeah, she's a Bass. Abe Bass, Rose Bass. Of course, Eugene probably has something to say about that, the son. But and I know it's the right Basses because Aunt Rose decorates with giant angels blowing horns, too. Same ones. Not quite the size, but she doesn't have the ceiling for it. They ever blow those horns, of course, this building will come tumbling down. But this is Texas. They'll build something bigger. You know, everybody says to go to Angelina's. Yeah, across the street. And we actually went to Angelo's by mistake. Yeah. It was not the contemporary global cuisine I was expecting. I had to say that. Unless barbecue is contemporary global cuisine. I asked for the flash-fried giant calamari with burnt chili sauce. But the ribs were just fine, really. giant schooners. They give you giant schooners there, and that's kind of cross-cultural, two-handed schooners. The big stock show still been going on for, what, about 10 days or so? Still going on. This is a famous stock show, rodeo. Used to be called the fat stock show back when fat meant something. Back when it was a compliment. Those were the good old days. And I don't mean like P-H-A-T. I mean fat, you know. But the economy has even affected the rodeo. Actually, you think riding bulls is rough. Try riding bears. It's almost impossible. I was hoping to get, we didn't chance to get over there. It's at the Will Rogers, right? Where's that? Yeah. To see the, I want to see the steer making. That's quite a competition.
The steer making.
Steer making. Huh. Yeah, they make the steers there. And I don't see how they do that exactly. They sneak up on them or what? Probably get a shamus from a temple to get up there and just... The pigeon wrangling. They got pigeons there, too. I want to be a pigeon wrangler. That's my idea. How you rope a pigeon, I'll never know. But it's not just cattle and horses and so forth. There's a lot of stuff going on. Pigeons. Chickens. Lyle would be in heaven because Lyle's a farm boy, and he had a chicken he was in love with for many years. But he raised these exotic breeds, and that's a very big thing here. So I saw the winning chicken. It was very impressive, I thought. And... So there's lots of things going on there, and we almost didn't get here because, you know, we had a Dallas map and it stops at Fort Worth. I'm serious. You know, I'm not kidding. It says Dallas and surrounding areas. It's not even included as a surrounding area. What kind of? This is the attitude I'm talking about. What is that? It stops at 360 there. You know, in fact, you have to do a 360 actually, and you come back again to the same place. And no. No Fort Worth on a Dallas map. Actually, many folks in Dallas never even have been to Fort Worth, even though it's only 2 days by horse. Slightly longer by mule, of course. But then. How many are you from Dallas? How many are here from Dallas? And for how many of you is this your first time? See, there are a few. Goes to show this is pretty exotic right now. Okay. They could be anywhere. They don't know where they are now. They could be in Copenhagen or any place. Because it could be Vienna in this opera house here. That would make me a castrati, I believe. And we're back to the old steer problem again. It's a great town. It's a friendly town. In fact, as a matter of fact, JFK had a great time here. You know, should have stayed. You should have stayed, is what I'm saying. We did ask a guy to come down and do some catering here, and he said, but that's in Fort Worth. This is a guy from Dallas, you know. Same. See what I'm talking about? This is what I'm trying to get at. But once you come down and you see that boarded up Bank One tower, you know, you get a whole different impression is what I'm saying. Hell, they changed the plywood. It's not plywood anymore. That's really quite, to me, that's very cool. That's a statement, that building, you know, about something, you know. It looks like the monolith in 2001, you know. 2001, a Fort Worth Odyssey. Is what it is. It's actually, they should leave it. I think it's cool. They should maybe put a light on it. The thing at night, they don't light it up. Like, you can't see it there. You know, this giant tower with all boarded up and stuff. And people say, well, what tower? You know, what tower? It's kind of, put a light on it. You got lights and everything else. More light. I want to sell light bulbs in downtown Fort Worth. Who's the guy who got the idea first putting outlining buildings in light bulbs? Is that person here? But one bulb goes out, there goes the whole downtown. You can't see a thing, you know. They're wired in circuit. That's a problem. They made a big mistake doing it. Now, Dallas, of course, has a smoking ban now. This is a tremendous opportunity for Fort Worth. Fort Worth, step in for a smoke. You see it now? You know, smoking ban. You believe next they'll be taking the guns out of the hands of our children. Unbelievable. Bad enough, the new law they proposed in Texas where you won't be able to use a handheld gun in your car while driving. Got to have buttons on the wheel or something. And, of course, the Rangers over in Arlington. People here from Arlington? That's not that far. They kind of broker the peace between Fort Worth and Dallas there in Arlington. Still the ballpark, still the best name of any ballpark in the majors. The ballpark. Or do you say the ballpark? The ballpark. I would say the ballpark, too. Whoever got the naming rights for that was a genius, you know? It's, Whoever the is. You know, other articles are going to want their own ballpark. Like, and ballpark now will be. Or in ballpark. Because other articles really demand their own ballparks. You know. Of course, the president ran the Rangers for a while, didn't he? Yeah, I thought so. That's before Osama, he let Sosa get away. All this and NASCAR, too, ladies and gentlemen. Great to be here in Fort Worth. Thank you for having us. That's none of the news, that isn't it?